Hello and welcome to Small Batches with me, Adam Hawkins. I'm your guide to software delivery excellence. In each episode, I share a small batch of the theory and practices along the path. Topics include DevOps, Lean, continuous delivery, and conversations with industry leaders. Now, let's begin today's episode. I've received many questions about doing ops reviews, designing visual management, using SLOs, and other related topics. So I figured I'd roll it all up into a single episode. But first, it's a new month, so I have a new giveaway. This month, I'm giving away a free copy of the seminal book on A3 Thinking, Managing to Learn by John Shook. This book showed me how to approach practical problem solving using the A3. I've done my best to apply its wisdom over the past few years. Doing my A3s has been a game changer for me, each time leading to better outcomes, deeper problem solving, and better collaboration. So find me on LinkedIn for instructions on how to enter or listen through to the end of the episode for a link. Now, on to ops reviews. The aim of ops reviews is to resolve production issues before they become problems. This requires two things: understanding what the system should be doing in production and understanding what the system is actually doing in production. Simple, but not always easy. Equipped with this understanding, the ops reviews become a process centered around these questions, then handing off information to the next person. So let's focus first on these two core things: what the system should be doing and what the system is actually doing. Properly set up SLOs answer both of these questions. Then, more importantly, they create the visual management system necessary to run ops reviews. Let me explain. First is the properly defined SLO bit. This means the SLI captures business value. Then, there is an objective on delivering that business value. Here's a real-life example from the past couple of weeks. One of my teams is responsible for video uploading and capturing features. Users upload videos. Then audio is transcribed. The transcripts are used to create the captions, which are then stored along with the video. This process should take a few hours. A proper SLI for this feature is the number of uploaded videos that receive captions in under a few hours. A proper SLO is some number of nines. It could be 99, 98, 99.9, or 99.99. Whatever number is tolerable to the business to where user satisfaction is maintained. Poorer SLIs have to do with the component parts of the feature. While useful, they are separate from what end users experience. This is a key trait for proper SLOs. They are rooted in the customer experience. Defining the SLO creates a system for delivering on the objective. That system is the air budget. SLOs are never 100% because problems are guaranteed. The air budget accepts this. You know, for example, some videos may not have captions because of a vendor outage or the underlying cloud provider had an incident. Things under and outside of your control will always contribute to the SLI. The air budget focuses operational problems around the question, will we exhaust the air budget because of this? This question is crucial because it cuts the noise created from looking at air counts exclusively. Consider this scenario. You see a big jump in the red bars on the air chart. Wow, I better go investigate that, you think. Now, consider a second scenario. You see the same change in the air counts, but no measurable change in the air budget. Wow, you just observed common cause variation. This framing shifts the thinking from total numbers to impact percentages. In other words, 1,000 videos don't have transcripts to, holy crap, 85% don't have transcripts, I better declare an incident. The measurable difference in these scenarios is the clear call to action. This brings me back to the visual management and the process in ops review. The air budget can be visualized in a burndown chart. The y-axis is the remaining amount and the x-axis is time. Success is keeping the line above the x-axis. Crossing below the x-axis means you've exhausted the air budget, thus missing the SLO, thus negatively impacting business value. Now picture this. You're looking at a dashboard with burndown charts for all of your SLOs. One chart shows a horizontal line. One chart shows a line with a big dog leg in it. One shows a line sloping downward, but not enough to touch the x-axis. Which one of these SLOs requires attention? The first one with a flat line requires no attention. No movement in the burndown chart means system normal. That service should meet the objective. The third one requires no attention. There is steady burndown, but not enough to exhaust the air budget. The second, though, with the dog leg, requires a second look. Does that change look like air budget exhaustion? If not, okay. If so, what's the cause? That change in the burndown is the call to action. All forms of visual management exist for this aim. Create the call to action. The call to action in Ops Review is to go and see outside of the Ops Review meeting. The outcome of that going and seeing may be fixes, it might be culling risky work in progress to maintain the SLO, or it could be nothing. There's just nothing to do about it. This is where the burndown charts are super effective. It naturally fits the blue, yellow, black grading. Air budget okay? Grade the blue and move on. A new special cause contributing to excessive burndown? Grade black, call to action, go and see. Air budget on target but close to exhaustion? Grade yellow and deal with the blacks first. Again, the crucial call to action here is to go and see outside of the Ops Review meeting. The aim here is not to engage in deep problem solving during the meetings. The aim is acknowledging the call to action and then acting outside the meeting. This system lends itself to quickly grading large volumes of SLOs. Experienced engineers can quickly take in dozens of charts through visual pattern matching. This can be enhanced by leveraging color in the visual management. If the air budget is on track, then color the burndown chart blue. If the air budget is approaching the warning threshold, then color the burndown chart yellow. If the air budget is exhausted or will be exhausted, then color the chart black. Colors make the visual pattern matching 10 times more effective. This level of scanning cannot be achieved with bespoke charts of the golden signals because they alone cannot contextualize the impact needed to create a call to action. Plus, they require additional cognitive load to process. Contrast that with an SLO's burndown chart. Once you understand how to use the burndown chart, then the backing SLO is irrelevant to understanding the call to action. This scales faster and farther than bespoke dashboards. The speed also enables a quick grading as part of the daily on-call rotation. Pull up the dashboard of burndown charts for the relevant SLOs. Scan them, grade them. Done in 5 to 10 minutes. Record the follow-up work to go and see in the team's work tracking system. The daily SLO grading rolls up nicely into the weekly shift handoff report. Go over the incidents or pages that happened, note the burndowns along with any follow-up work, then hand off the pager to the next person. You can find plenty of example templates for Ops Review meetings and daily shift reports. You can play with the format. What matters is guiding Ops Reviews with visual management that clearly communicates the call to action, then do the triage and follow-up work outside of the meeting. All right, that's all for this batch. I need your support to keep this podcast viable. I've set up a Patreon to support this podcast and its cousin, the Software Kaizen Substack. Your support ensures I can continue producing small batches episodes just like this one and long-form written content on Software Kaizen. Go to smallbatches.fm/106 for a link to my Patreon, the free April giveaway on A3 Thinking, and more on SLOs. I hope to have you back again for the next episode. So until then, happy shipping.